24 hours ago, you could reasonably have pointed to the New South Wales Liberal government as one of the most stable in the Federation. But that was before Premier Gladys Berejiklian's efforts to remove abortion from the Crimes Act sparked a challenge to her leadership. Late last night, a trio of pro-life MPs announced they'd use this morning's party room meeting to call for a spill. But the spill didn't materialise and Cabinet has rallied around their leader. But is the danger real? A short time ago, I spoke to the New South Wales Attorney General, Mark Speakman, and asked him if there was ever a serious challenge to the Premier.
No, I don't. And I think the reason this spill was called off today was that the challengers could count to three, and that's the total support they had. The whole Liberal Party is behind Gladys because she is such a strong and effective leader. She has turned New South Wales around as part of a team. We had, before we came to government, the weakest economy in Australia. We now have the strongest economy. We have the lowest unemployment. We're spending double on infrastructure what our Labor opponents spent, and we're doing all that with no net debt. And what's probably important in this term of government, it's not all just about bricks and mortar and services. We're now in a strong position to deliver better social outcomes for New South Wales.
Okay, but it was reported last night that the challengers believed as many as 15 to 20 MPs would back them. But it's since been reported that Gladys Berejiklian wanted them to show their hands. They wanted a secret ballot. Was this a trick so that they couldn't muster the numbers?
No, there's no trick. If they want a challenge, then they should have the fortitude to reveal themselves in the party room. I don't know anyone else.
Why not allow a secret ballot, though?
Well, if there had been a spill, there would have been a secret ballot. But the party rules don't require a secret ballot for a spill. I'm not aware of any other MP apart from these three who supported a spill. And as I said, the overwhelming majority, apart from these three of the Liberal Party, are behind Gladys Berejiklian. People are sick and tired of political circuses. They're sick and tired of politicians talking about each other and not getting on with the job of serving the people. We saw the unrest in Canberra for many years. We see our Labor opponents here in New South Wales go through three opposition leaders in 12 months and lose their general secretary in a scandal before ICAC. People don't want that. They want governments that just get on with governing, and that's what Gladys and her team here in New South Wales are doing.
Supporters of the Premier say the challenge was called off because she refused requests for a secret ballot. Tanya Davies says it was made clear there would be further concessions on the bill. Is that right?
I don't know.
Was there a guarantee that there would be further concessions on the bill?
Look, I'm not aware of what any such concessions are. What's important about this bill, it is not a government bill. It is not Gladys Berejiklian's bill, and it's not in the Premier's power to make concessions. This bill will be determined in the upper house on a conscience vote of all MPs. And it's not in the power of Gladys Berejiklian or anyone else within government to make concessions on behalf of members when they all have individual conscience votes or direct members how to vote.
A series of amendments to the bill have been proposed in the upper house. So far, none have been successful. Has the government agreed to let some of them pass?
Well, your question again is based on a false premise. It's not up to the government to agree or disagree with any of these amendments. Issues like abortion and euthanasia are determined on a conscience vote. Every MP within the government can vote for or against the bill or make amendments. So there is no government position on this bill. It had a conscience vote in the lower house. It will have a conscience vote in the upper house. And it's not up to the Premier or any member of the government to be making concessions or speaking on behalf of other members.
Tanya Davies and another MP, Kevin Connolly, have threatened to quit the party if the abortion bill passes. Do you think they will stick to that? Do you think there's a real threat that they'll quit the party?
Well, look, I don't know what they will do. You'd have to ask them that. But they were elected as Liberal MPs by their electorates back in March. And those electorates are entitled to have members like that stick to the Liberal brand and stick to the party that they were elected to represent. People in those electorates did not vote for independence. They voted for Liberal MPs. And nothing has changed to justify deserting the party.
This bill has been painted by some Liberals as infanticide on demand. Just take us through what this bill does and doesn't allow in terms of abortion. Many claims have been made, including even this morning by Barnaby Joyce. Are you worried about the claims that are being made? Gender selection, for instance, is that a real possibility here?
Well, look, there are amendments that are being moved in the upper house to deal with gender selection and late-term abortions. If a baby is born alive, it would be a criminal act to kill that child. So there is already that protection of law. What is less clear, though, is what active duties those who are standing by, such as doctors, have to save the life of the child, and there's an amendment that seeks to deal with that.
And do you support that amendment?
Well, look, in broad terms, I would support that amendment. I think if a child is born alive, then yeah, it's just a matter of common human decency to support that child's life.
We've seen emotional interventions by former Prime Minister Tony Abbott and Barnaby Joyce, who I just mentioned. Are they undermining the Premier and her government?
I don't believe so. Look, the Premier, I think, has rock-solid support here in New South Wales, and that's because once this bill has been determined one way or another on a conscience vote, we get back to the business of government, building roads, schools, hospitals, police, and so on, the bread and butter issues that people elected us to deliver and that we'll continue to deliver.
Okay, so you say she's got rock-solid support, but I've sort of watched a few spills in my life. This one didn't quite make it into a spill. But either way, don't you accept the proposition that given this dissent, that this chips away at her authority?
Not at all. Look, when you have 46 Liberal MPs in Parliament and the best that a spill can muster are three votes, it's pretty clear that there is overwhelming support for the Premier. This is a spill that couldn't even get off the ground.
In other news today, embattled Sports Minister John Sidoti will stand aside from Cabinet while the corruption watchdog investigates his property investments. Has he made the right call here?
Well, look, he has made a call in the interests of public confidence in our government. What is important is not only that there be no corruption or be no misfeasance, but there be seen to be no corruption or misfeasance. And pending a preliminary investigation by ICAC, he has made the call to step aside. So I can't comment on the specifics of the allegations. They're being investigated in a preliminary way by ICAC, having been referred to ICAC by a crossbench and Labor-dominated committee. But what is clear is that he is acting in the best interest of maintaining public confidence in the integrity of government by stepping aside while these investigations are underway.
Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Patricia.
That was the New South Wales Attorney General, Mark Speakman. And this is RN Drive. What do you make of what's going on in New South Wales? That debate is continuing. 0418 226 576 is the text line.